Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, Keith Hinckley joins us now, president of Plaquemines Parish. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, Tommy. How about you, Matt?
I know you stepped out of a meeting. I appreciate you doing that and taking the time with us. What do you want the people of Plaquemines Parish to know?
Oh, just look, we're out today. We're closing the floodgates down the industrial canal. We're sandbagging. Started this morning at the tidewater jump, and we're working our way up north on the west bank and doing the same as well. On the east bank, we need to know, let the residents know that the big gate that goes between Plaquemines Parish and St. Bernard, they will be closing that at 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay. That's on the east bank.
That's on the east bank. So those are some of the big takeaways of what's happening right now. I just need to let them know that our pumping capacity pretty much throughout the whole parish, for the most part, probably about 95% of our stations are at 100%. We've got a few that are at 66%. They've got three pumps, and one might be down, but it still gives us sufficient pumping for any of the areas that will that might need pumping during the event.
And the power comes from Entergy, correct?
Yes, sir, it does. Yep.
And is there any kind of backup generator or anything if the power goes out?
All of our stations, they have, they're backed up with generators and all.
All right. Yes. So when you say floodgate for Industrial Canal, are you talking about on 23, but down between Jesuit Bend and Belchase or no?
What we have is, on 23, no, that's Highway 39 on the east bank. That's the big, how St. Bernard's got the big wall that goes around St. Bernard.
Right. I know that's the one you were talking about being closed, but what about the one on the west bank? Is that going to close or not?
No, sir. We were not going to close that. We don't see a need for that during this event here. No.
All right. So let's go way down to southern Plaquemines and on the east bank. What are your concerns there for people, Keith?
Well, one of our main concerns is on Highway 39 from White Ditch to Phoenix. There's about a 4-mile stretch of road that doesn't have back levee protection. And normally it takes a tide surge of about 5 feet for water to come up on top of the road at that point. The surge is being predicted on the east bank side of the river from 2 to 4 feet. So we're hoping that it stays the course with that 2 to 4 to where we won't have a problem with the road. But if we do, the levee is sufficient enough to where we will be able to get in and out of the southern end of the parish.
So when it comes to, projections, the paths, whatever they call them, the modeling, moving a little bit more to the east, is there anything that you're seeing right now that would necessitate closing that flood wall in the West Bank, or is that all about intensity more than path or a combination there? And walk me through that, Keith, if you would.
Well, what I've been looking at is the surge. And that's been consistent throughout this whole reporting of this storm here. Yeah, on the west bank it's been 4 to 7 feet, mm-hmm. and on the east bank it's the 2 to 4 feet. And our levees in the populated areas, say like Jesuit Bend, it has like a 14-foot levee, back levee back there. Mm-hmm. So that 4 to 7 is not. You can be concerned about it, but we're not concerned with that. The area that we're mostly concerned with is that from Laura's Seat to the Diamond Jump, because, that's where the levee projects, it's being built at this moment. And so in the Jesuit Bend area, that flood wall that's at 23, mm-hmm. we just don't feel like it's necessary that we need to close that because this surge doesn't warrant it.
And you don't see anything changing that at all, correct?
It hasn't changed in 2 or 3 days here, as as long as we've been watching this and getting our reports, Tommy, it's been consistent, that 4 to 7 foot surge.
I know you're busy. Anything else, Keith, you want to tell us or the people of Plaquemines to know?
Well, you know, we've started this morning with the mandatory evacuation of those areas outside the flood wall. And the folks, they know where those are. Mm-hmm. You know, Lake Hermitage, Happy Jack, Myrtle Grove, Tidewater, the White Ditch, and then Phoenix and Wood Park. And that started this morning at 7 o'clock. And then there's a volunteer evacuation. It starts at 2, and that's all of the East Bank and then the Venice to North to Alliance. The shelter is going to be open at 12 o'clock today in the Bell Chase Multipurpose Center. We can accommodate, I think, the small pets. They're welcome. And all we ask the folks to do is bring their essentials and their medications. So we'll be providing shelter and water. But again, you know, we're preparing for the worst here, but we need to do that. And the team has been working, you know, throughout the night and very early this morning, and we're as confident as we can be. And then we're also still fighting saltwater, Tommy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does that have any effect on this or on that or not? Does this have any effect on that?
What I'm looking, it can have a positive effect on it, because if you take a look at this storm as it goes north, it's dumping rain in that valley, in that Mississippi Valley. So a lot of that water is going to end back up, you know, down south right here. So one positive, it could raise the river for a little while to help with that salt water. So
thank you, Keith. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We'll talk to you again.
Tommy, thanks for the opportunity.
You bet.
Have a good day.
You too. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk to Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, give you the latest there. Tommy Tucker, continuing coverage of Tropical Storm Francine, expected to become a hurricane later on today. Back in a flash, WWL.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app